The History and Topography of Ireland. After, Gerald of Wales. Part 16. Birds that do not appear in the winter time.
It is remarkable about these birds and others of a like nature that are accustomed to disappear during the winter, that in the interval, neither dead or alive, they seem to continue living in their vital spirit, and at the same time to be seized up into a long ecstasy of some middle state between life and death. Animals return with the season, unharmed from their hiatus in the world of the spirit, perhaps even enlivened by an appetite for the material challenge of life. We may also ask if this process happens in the cycle of larger complex beings, perhaps even the earth itself, that it will depart from itself, apparently absent from the vicissitudes of existence, but is truly sojourning in the realm of the spirit, ready to return to its own body and explode with great colour and sensual vitality. And what have we to say about the bodies of these birds that do not appear in the winter? It is as of yet a mystery. Speculation has placed the birds under the soil, or at the bottom of lakes, or hidden under the decking of suburban homes. Perhaps it is a mix of all these. But the efforts of the analysts have proven in vain. Expected advances due to the leaps forward made in drone surveillance technologies have not come to fruition. The drones have proven more successful at tracking the movements of pensioners and of triggering a desire for the purchase of perfume in society circles. The birds continue to prove guarded and obstinate in their privacy, and the relative silence of the winter months persists. Whether we find it easier to picture the lifeless bodies of these creatures hiding out in the winter months, or whether we dare to see the place where their spirits go to in our mind, it is clear that we too are in need of a similar escape, for whatever reason, to winter out in some hidden place.
You have been listening to the History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.